Well, next, gentlemen, the only guy who, when he does play-by-play, wears a visor to ensure he's safe, Brian Munns, one of the voices of the Winnipeg Jets, joins us. Munzie, how you doing?
Wow, we're going to start like that today, are we?
Safety first, man. Safety first. I know you're a safe guy.
How are you?
I'm good. Good. You?
It's good to be home for a couple days.
Well, wow. Hey, you guys haven't been on any Oiler-type road trips, have you?
Well, we've had 10 of the last 12 were on the road, but they were broken up by a little three-day stop in Winnipeg where we ended up playing two games. But that's kind of what the abbreviated schedule, I think, has been for everybody. It's a little bit more, I think, taxing on the Jets because they're still in that Southeast division for this one more season, and you've got a team like Florida and Tampa that's a 4 or 4.5 hour plane ride inside your division, which stretches things out. But once you get down there and it's sunshine and you can play golf in between days, it's okay.
That's not bad. Now, I was going to ask you about that because right now, I don't know if there's a better division to be in than the Southeast, just based on the way Washington and Tampa and Florida are playing. Obviously, travel's a little bit of a hindrance, but the Jets looking to take advantage of their final year in the Southeast and make the playoffs.
Well, there is a real legitimate opportunity when you look at it, just based on who is on the other rosters right now, and more specifically, who isn't due to injury. If you look at Carolina, losing Cam Ward is absolutely huge for the way they've been playing. Their forwards and defense seem to be okay, but it's their goaltending that just hasn't been able to fill in the void that is left with Ward. You look at Tampa, who has the best skill in the division by far, and with the newly acquired Anders Lindback, who they brought in from Nashville that they thought would be the guy, hasn't been able to do it so far, and then they've had an injury to Garon as well, so they've been battling. It's unbelievable what they've gone through. They've got 10 regulars right now out of the lineup, including their number one netminder in Jose Theodore, who's done for the season, and they've now given the reins to their young guy, Jacob Markstrom, who they brought up from San Antonio of the American Hockey League. And then Washington. They're just a team that seems to drive everybody crazy that's around their organization because they could be good, but their top-end talent, i.e. Ovechkin, seems to come to play once every 4 or 5 games, and the coaching staff just can't kind of seem to get him going on a consistent basis. So when you look at it right now, despite the Jets have had their own injuries with different defensemen at different times, they probably have the most legitimate chance to win the pennant, hang one in the rafters before they move from the Eastern Conference to the West.
Andrew Ladd's had himself a hell of a season, 24 points, 13 goals in 25 games. Evander Kane, at least points-wise, has been pretty consistent overall. I look at the Jets. Where do you see right now, what area has to improve on that team the most?
The consistency, just game to game. They'll come out and play like gangbusters one night, like they did to wrap up this most recent four-game road trip we had. Tuesday they played in Florida, and the coaching staff took the team in a day early just to give them an extra day in the sunshine and get themselves acclimatized down there. And then they laid an egg against the Panthers, losing 4-1. They then had the legislated CBA day off on Wednesday, so the coaching staff couldn't practice them. And then the players came out and redeemed themselves against Tampa, and then they played just okay against Florida and then won. And then the last game of the trip, just up here in New Jersey yesterday, for whatever reason, they didn't show up in the first period. They were absolutely horrific. And then they flipped the switch in the first period intermission and went on and were able to get the game into a shootout and eventually lost the skills competition to pick up 5 of a possible 8 points. But it's the consistency right now. It's just making sure that the players understand that when they were in Atlanta, they could go about and the expectation every night to be there wasn't, because the players could go into anonymity around the city and that. But as of right now, when things aren't going well, much like it is in Edmonton, players are going to the grocery store and people are asking them what's wrong with the power play, and they've been getting used to that now and realizing that if you're going to play in this market, you've got to play every night, and I think they're slowly starting to figure that out.
Brian Munns joins us from TSN Radio in Winnipeg. Can you update us on Tobias Enstrom? He hasn't played since the 15th of February. Brian, when do you expect him back?
Probably another 10 days to 2 weeks for sure. He was skating on his own here while the team was on their most recent road trip and even the one before that, but he hasn't been in any contact or anything like that, so he's still a little bit away from coming back here, and he's definitely been a big deletion from their power play, which has been struggling all year long. They've tried to move Olli Jokinen back to quarterback to power play with four different forwards out there, and some days it looks good, some days it doesn't, but they haven't been really effective with that, so there's no question that without him in the lineup right now, it's been a major hole, but it's something that that doesn't look like it's going to be coming here in the near future. So Claude Noel just continues trying to move around players and see what they can get going.
Obviously, that's huge. When you lose a guy who's going to play that many minutes on your blue line every night, it's hard to really replace him by anybody, even if they eat up his minutes. But he was playing 24 minutes and, you know, was averaging a point a game before he went down.
Yeah, he was. And the big thing with the Jets here is they've had one of their top three defensemen out almost each game. Zach Bogosian missed the first 12, and then Dustin Byfuglien went down with injury, and then both those guys came back, and then Toby got hurt. So they haven't had the full complement of all six guys that they thought they would have going into training camp really in more than one game, and then that was the game that that Enstrom got hurt. So if they could get everybody back here towards the end of the month and then make the push here in April, you would think that it could lead to good things, but then again, you never know what happens on the injury front with forwards, and heaven forbid if Andre Pavlik got hurt. Not saying that Al Montoya couldn't do it, because he's 3-0 right now and coming in relief, but Pavlik's the guy here and seems to be getting his stride now too.
What about Alexander Burmistrov? You know, he's in his third year in the NHL after a year in Atlanta. You know, a former top pick, eighth overall in the same year as Taylor Hall was drafted. And you know what, last year, 28 points is career high. He's got 7 and 25, although he's playing significantly more minutes this year, I've noticed. Is he maturing, even though maybe the points aren't showing it, Brian, or is this a guy who's still struggling a little bit?
I would say it's kind of night to night. One night he'll show brilliance, and then the next night you kind of shake your head and you wonder what happened. He's got world-class skill. There's no question about it, and that's why he was a high draft pick. But I think just learning to play the NHL game, battling against men each and every day, coming into practice and seeing what it takes to play in the National Hockey League has been maybe more of a learning curve than what the organization had hoped for. But like I mentioned before, there are days and there's games when he comes out and he just dazzles everybody with what he can do. And he's been able to do it in some games, but just the consistency hasn't been there. So I know that's one thing that Claude Noel and Perry Pern have worked a lot with him, is showing him video and different ways that they think he can improve his game by just seeing how he plays. And they're hoping here that as the season goes on and as it gets down to crunch time, that he'll be able to put it together, because there's no question that when he's going, he should be in their top six forwards. And as of late here, he's kind of been on the third line, fourth line, depending how he seems to be playing, because that's one thing that Claude has done here lately, is he's really shortened up the bench in some games when he's needed to, because they can't afford to give up some points, especially in these big divisional games that they just went through.
Munzee, always good to catch up with you, man. I hope things are well. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right.